Welcome to Daily Leadership Lessons, where we explore the principles, practices, and habits of successful leaders. Each day, we will delve into a new topic that will inspire you to become a better leader. From communication skills to emotional intelligence, from building trust to creating a vision, we will cover it all. Join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's learn together how to lead with purpose, passion, and clarity.
Using data analytics to drive employee health and wellness initiative. With rising healthcare costs placing immense financial pressure on organizations, employee health and well-being have become increasingly important issues for leadership to address. While implementing wellness programs seems like a logical solution, many initiatives fail due to a lack of measurable outcomes and employee engagement. Groves, 2018. Today, we will examine how industrial/organizational/OA psychology research on data-driven decision-making can help optimize organizational wellness efforts. By leveraging employee health data, leadership can design programs tailored to employees' specific needs and track impact over time. When done ethically and transparently, a data-focused approach builds program legitimacy and boosts participation. Analyzing the current state of employee health and wellness. Before proposing solutions, leadership must understand employees' current health statuses and attitudes. Groves, 2018, recommends assessing these factors through an anonymous survey gathering both quantitative metrics, e.g. body mass index, chronic conditions, and qualitative feedback. Anonymous data collection respects employee privacy while providing a comprehensive overview of workforce health risks and priorities. For example, a pharmaceutical company analyzed survey responses and found sedentary work habits and stress were widespread issues warranting intervention. Groves, 2018. Conducting an initial needs assessment establishes a benchmark for measuring future program success. Designing targeted interventions based on data insights. With baseline employee health data in hand, organizations can design targeted wellness initiatives. Groves, 2018, for instance. A technology firm partnered with an insurance provider to access anonymous claims data revealing diabetes and cardiovascular diseases as top conditions. Groves, 2018. Based on this finding, the company launched an on-site biometric screening program and diabetes management workshop. They emphasized these programs directly addressed employees' most prevalent health issues. Designing interventions based on concrete data builds legitimacy and shows leadership is taking a solutions-oriented approach. Groves, 2018. Heads, bodies, and bottoms, a multifaceted approach. To make a meaningful impact, experts recommend implementing multi-component wellness programs, addressing various aspects of employees' lives. Groves, 2018, Management Study Guide, N.D. These may include initiatives focused on heads mental health through meditation classes, counseling resources, etc. Bodies physical activity like on-site gym facilities or fitness challenges. Bottoms nutrition through educational seminars, healthy cafeteria options, etc. A baking industry firm improved participation and outcomes by offering a holistic array of programs from stress management workshops to exercise classes. Management Study Guide, N.U.D. Their data-driven design and variety of offerings resonated more broadly with staff than a piecemeal approach. Tracking metrics and adjusting based on continuous data analysis. An initial needs assessment is only the beginning. Leadership must institute ongoing data collection and analysis to refine programs over time. Groves, 2018. Kumar, 2020, for example. A software company tracked biometric screening metrics, claims data, and program usage rates quarterly to identify areas needing adjustment. Groves, 2018. they found cardiovascular disease risk factors were rising despite existing interventions. In response, leadership increased the intensity of relevant wellness classes and launched an associated social media campaign. Continuous monitoring and making data-informed changes keeps programs responsive to employees' evolving needs. Proper tracking also helps leadership quantify wellness initiatives' return on investment to senior management over time through lowered healthcare costs and improved productivity. Groves, 2018, Kumar, 2020. Encouraging participation through behavioral science insight. Even the most tailored programs will struggle without high participation. Groves, 2018, and Kumar, 2020, recommend applying behavioral science concepts shown to increase health-related behaviors. These include defaults, automatically enrolling employees in key programs like biometric screenings, but allowing opt-outs. Social influence, encouraging friendly competition or peer support through challenges. Reminders, sending emails, texts, or internal alerts about upcoming activities. Incentives, offering financial or other rewards for participation milestones. A technology company applied these techniques by making biometric screenings the default, hosting team-based fitness challenges, regularly emailing about events, and providing prizes in a raffle for participants. Groves, 2018, participation in their wellness efforts increased by over 30% as a result of these evidence-based behavioral nudges. Leadership saw positive culture shifts as more employees engaged for intrinsic and extrinsic motivations. Specific industry case studies. While general principles apply across sectors, tailoring wellness programs requires considering industry's unique characteristics. Groves, 2018, two examples are healthcare industry, for hospitals and clinics. Staff well-being is paramount given the physical and emotional demands of patient care roles. One Midwest hospital analyzed annual medical claims showing high rates of back injuries and stress/anxiety disorders amongst nurses in particular. Groves, 2018, to address these issues, they partnered with a fitness franchise to offer on-site yoga, massage therapy, and resiliency training at discounted prices. Evaluation found claims related to these issues decreased significantly year over year post-implementation, as nurses embraced stress-reducing options tailored specifically for their needs. Tech industry. Sedentary work environments and round-the-clock schedules contribute to poor health habits in technical fields. A Silicon Valley software startup leveraged fitness tracker data and biometric screenings, revealing deficiencies in activity, nutrition, and sleep. Groves, 2018. They launched an initiative centered on on-site healthy food options, standing/treadmill desks, to promote movement, and company-sponsored wellness seminars led by health experts. Data 1 year later showed significant decreases in risk factors like obesity and high blood pressure as engineers adjusted lifestyles with support of their employer's user-friendly solutions. Conclusion. Faced with escalating healthcare spending, leadership cannot afford for wellness programs to be one-size-fits-all or lack measurable objectives. By ethically and transparently gathering and periodically analyzing employee health metrics and attitudes, organizations can identify targeted opportunities for intervention. Designing initiatives with input from behavioral experts then promotes high levels of informed and engaged participation. Continuous data monitoring allows adjusting programs as employees' needs change over time. Industry-specific customization further optimizes impact. A data-driven, multifaceted, and participative approach not only improves staff well-being, but positively affects the bottom line through performance gains and lower costs. Overall, research shows investment in data-based decision-making is key to making employee health and wellness a sustained success.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Daily Leadership Lessons. Please share with your colleagues and friends, and please join us again for our next Daily Leadership Lesson. We wish you a productive, effective, and fulfilling day.